Well, welcome back to the Training Podcast. I'm Johnny.
And I'm Aline.
Hey, and today's episode, we're going to talk about the past perfect simple and the past perfect continuous tenses. But we are also going to make a bit more fun by talking about International Beer Day. Aline, International Beer Day.
Yes, beer lovers all around the world celebrate this day. So it's the perfect opportunity to dive into some cool vocabulary related to the beer culture and use that to practice our grammar.
Yeah, well, although I think that for many, Aline, International Beer Day is every day. Yeah? So we will show you how to talk about past actions using the past perfect continuous, all while talking about beer festivals, beer releases, and maybe even a few personal stories. Well, I don't think so that we will share any personal story, but who knows, maybe Matthew or Stefan want to send comments about their personal stories with drinking a beer. So anyway.
And by the way, if you want to learn English in a fun and interactive way, like right now with Johnny, be sure to check out for a free trial class and explore our affordable courses. If you want to improve your English and make real progress, this episode is for you. And if you want to learn with us, you can try a private class for free. We offer courses starting at 39 euros with live lessons, recordings, and a complete campus to help you learn at your own pace. Visit trainland.com and choose to start learning today.
Yeah, that's right. So, sí, visítanos. Ya sabes, si quieres aprender inglés con nosotros, es tan fácil como pedir una clase con uno de nuestros profes o empezar con uno de nuestros cursos. Desde 39 euros lo tienes. Bueno, Aline, vamos a empezar entonces con un setting. Vamos a hablar de International Beer Day. Así que el setting pues será en un beer festival.
Why not?
No puede ser en otro sitio. Well, Aline, have you ever attended a beer festival before?
Oh, yeah, I have attended a few. The first time I went to a beer festival, I hadn't tried craft beer before. I was used to regular lagers, but the variety at the festival was incredible.
Yeah, I remember the first time I tried the IPA at a festival. I never tasted something so bitter before, the IPA. But after a few sips, well, I started enjoying it.
That's the beauty of these festivals, though. I mean, you don't realize how many different types of beer exist until you're there, right? The festival last year was so amazing. I had tried so many new beers by the time it ended.
Mm. Yeah, last year's festival was definitely the best one I have been to. But last month, I was at a smaller festival and the beers had been so different. So it was great, but I still think that last year's festival was the most fun.
You know, it's funny. I had been planning to attend more beer festivals this summer, but then I got so busy with work, I haven't had much time for it.
I get that. It's the same for me. I had always wanted to go to Oktoberfest in Germany, but somehow I never made it happen.
I know, right? We've both been saying for years that we should go. Maybe next year we will finally go.
Absolutely. So next year, let's see what happens. Maybe we take the whole team. We take Matthew, we take Stefan, all the Trainland family, and we go to the Oktoberfest in Germany. Oliver, you better take note of this. We want to go to the Oktoberfest next year. Okay, bueno, muy bien.
Pobre Oliver. Very good. That was a good way to start talking about something not as interesting as Oktoberfest, but let's talk about past perfect simple and past perfect continuous. These two tenses help us talk about actions that happened before another action in the past. They're used to show the order of past events.
That's right. And so let's talk then first about the past perfect simple, should we? So we use this tense to talk about an action that was completed before another action in the past. And the structures, as you can see, if you are watching this live, it's had plus past participle. So, for example, I had finished my beer before the festival started. So here the past perfect simple tells us that finishing that beer was completed before the festival started.
Exactly. Let's see another example now. By the time we arrived at the pub, they had already served the food. Here we use had already served to show that the food was served before our arrival. The action of serving the food was completed first.
Yeah. And here's a fun example for our beer lovers. So you could say, I had tried 3 different beers before I found my favorite. So this shows that the action of trying the beers was completed before maybe you discovered which one you liked the most.
Excellent. Very good. So now let's go to the past perfect continuous. We use this tense to talk about actions that were ongoing in the past and were happening for some time before another action in the past. And this time, as we see on the screen, the structure is had been plus verb ing. Let me give an example. I had been waiting for an hour when the beer finally arrived. This shows that waiting was happening over a period of time, an hour, before the beer arrived.
Yeah, well, I hope that beer wasn't warm, because, yeah. So another example, no? They had been brewing beer for hours before they finally opened the brewery doors. So in this case, the brewing was an ongoing action that happened before they opened the door. So they had been brewing emphasizes the duration of the action.
Very good. And we can also use past perfect continuous to talk about something that was happening over time and was interrupted by another action. For example, we had been brewing beer all afternoon when the power went out. Or the customers had been drinking craft beer for an hour when the live band started playing.
Great examples. That past perfect continuous emphasizes duration and shows that something was happening for a while and before another event interrupted it. So it's perfect. You want to describe an ongoing action in the past.
Okay, so now let's compare these two tenses, because we've mentioned the past perfect simple and now as well the past perfect continuous. Let's compare them. First of all, past perfect simple is used for completed actions that happened before another action, completed actions before another action, and is the one you use when something finished before something else started. I had finished my beer before I went to the pub, okay? Now, past perfect continuous is used to show the duration or an ongoing nature of an action before another action in the past.
Very good. Excellent. Yeah, and we saw, no? Just an example, like, for example, when you said the customers had been drinking craft beer for an hour when the live band started playing. So something that happened before another thing started. Very good. So we have more examples, not for clarity. Past perfect simple. By the time I got to the festival, they had already closed the doors. Or the past perfect continues. We had been waiting in line for ages before the gates opened. So we have there a clear difference between these two. So as you can see, both tenses describe actions in the past that happened before something else, but with a slight difference focus. Past perfect simple is about completion, while past perfect continuous emphasizes the duration or an action that was ongoing.
Okay? That's right. Excellent. So now let's practice using these tenses with some real life examples and see how they fit into everyday conversations.
Fantastic. So let's put your knowledge to the test. ¿Cómo diríais en inglés esta frase? Antes del festival ya habíamos probado muchas cervezas diferentes. Okay. Así que aquí es donde tenemos que poner en práctica, pues oye, ¿esto qué lo hacemos con el past perfect continuous, con el simple? ¿Cómo haríais la frase? Por ejemplo, diríais, we had tried many different beers before the festival. We had been trying many different beers before the festival. Or we tried many different beers before the festival. Bueno, os dejamos ahí pensar un poquito. Y si nos queréis poner un comentario, pues adelante. Por cierto, si nos queréis comentar también en inglés cuál es vuestra cerveza favorita, también nos lo podéis. Cualquier recomendación es más que bien recibida.
Yeah. And if you're enjoying this episode, which I'm sure you are, don't forget to like and to subscribe.
Yes, and share it with your friends who are into beer, grammar, or just learning English in fun ways. We've got plenty more episodes coming up to help you to improve.
Stick with us for more grammar tips and cultural insights. We've got a lot of great topics ahead.
Very good. Y como te hemos dicho al principio, si quieres aprender inglés y quieres hacer un progreso real, pues bueno, este episodio es para ti, pero también tenemos clases particulares que puedes tomar con cualquiera de nuestros super profes. Y si quieres tener un curso pues un poquito más básico, pues desde 39 euros ya tienes clases grupales, tienes clases grabadas y tienes un campus que está preparado para ayudarte a progresar con tu inglés. ¿Dónde tienes que ir? Pues aquí, a esta página, a www.trainland.com. Uy, me ha salido ahí un poco ese W, ¿verdad? www.trainland.com. Esa es tu página para aprender inglés. Bueno, let us go a little bit to a cultural discussion. Let us talk about beer, Aline. And let us talk about the International Beer Day. It's celebrated globally, and it's a day dedicated to all things beer, from tasting new brews to celebrating beer culture.
Indeed, it's a day to honor beer in all its forms, and it's celebrated worldwide, with many cities holding beer festivals and events.
Very good. Sometimes you think about Germany, we spoke about the Oktoberfest, but in the UK, beer festivals are a huge tradition, especially during the summer months. So last year, for example, you could attend the Great British Beer Festival. And yeah, that can be an amazing experience.
Absolutely. And in the US, there's also the Oktoberfest celebrations, which are all well known. But International Beer Day isn't just about tasting different beers. It's about appreciating the craft and the culture behind beer brewing.
Right. It's a day to support local companies who sell beers, learn more about beer styles, and connect with other beer lovers around the world.
Exactly. The best part is you don't need to be at a festival to participate. You can just grab your favorite beer and enjoy it with your friends.
Exactly. So, cheers to that. Huh? So, certainly it's something that, as you can see, you know, just say people celebrating this things. Fantastic. So, let us go to the answer to the question. So, we asked, antes del festival, ya habíamos probado muchas cervezas diferentes. Mm-hmm. Y Aline, cuéntanos, ¿cómo?
And the correct answer is, we had tried many different beers before the festival.
Great job. Huh? So,
past perfect simple.
Very good. Huh? We use the past perfect simple because we are talking about something that was completed before the festival. Así que esperamos que esto os lo dejé más claro. Bueno, y ahora os toca a vosotros. Cuéntanos, what's something you had tried or had been trying before a major event? It could be a beer, it could be wine, or it could be something else. So just share your comments. And if you want to post your comment now, bueno, pues lo leeremos y compartiremos posiblemente unas risas también contigo.
Exactly. We'd love to hear your sentences in the comments. Let's see how you're using those tenses.
Fantastic. So, Aline, today, what have we covered? We covered the past perfect simple for completed actions before or the past events. And also, we covered the past perfect continuous for ongoing actions before or the past events. Tal vez aprovechamos para explicar, y esto lo vamos a hacer en español, si te parece bien, Aline.
Claro.
Claro, cuando nuestros estudiantes de B1, porque aquí estamos con un B2, así que ya entendemos que los que están viendo este nivel han subido de nivel, ¿no? Pero los que están empezando con un A2 y un B1 posiblemente solamente usan el past simple.
Sí.
Y hablan de cosas que ocurrieron en el pasado y ya está. Pero para ampliar tu inglés, para que sea mucho más profundo, mucho mejor, mucho más entendible, necesitas aprender el present perfect y el past perfect. Son claves para darle profundidad a tu inglés, para contarnos, para el que te oye sepa cuándo ocurrió o que ocurrió antes de que ocurriera otra cosa o que está ocurriendo o que ha ocurrido pero sigue ocurriendo ahora. Así que bueno, pues para todo esto necesitas estas dos formas. Hoy hemos dado el past perfect simple. ¿Qué vamos a estudiar en el próximo episodio? Well, we will be diving into the using of intensifiers, how to use them correctly in conversations. Y antes de terminar, Aline, ¿quieres recordar a nuestros amigos, si quieren estudiar inglés con nosotros, dónde tienen que acudir?
Pues a www.trainland.com y ahí encontrarás profesores espectaculares, decididos a enseñarte y hacerte disfrutar, y en campus increíble con muchísimas lecciones, con un diseño creado específicamente para los alumnos de Trainland y con muchas opciones como los podcasts y como clases en vivo a las que puedes atender.
Y todo desde 39 euros, ¿eh? Así que desde esa cantidad pues ya puedes empezar a mejorar tu inglés. Aline, ha sido un placer, ¿eh? Volver a hacer un podcast contigo. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And friends, see you next time.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.